Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Stay Busy in Winter coaching meeting. Tonight, I'm going to show you some examples. We're also going to just talk a bit about just the philosophy of just staying busy in winter and really what that means. And it's important. There's a few things that you might not quite realize that your clients are thinking and that are going on, and some knobs that you need to turn to stay busy in winter. And knobs you don't need to turn to stay busy in winter. So we're going to talk about that and dive right in. We've already done a little bit of a sound check. Everybody can still hear me, I assume. If there's any problems, let me know. We'll be taking some Q&A probably toward the end of the meeting. But if you have any questions in the meantime, it's not an issue for you to type them into the chat area if you want to ask them later. We might even pause halfway through and take some questions at that point. Let me go ahead and just preface this with the stuff that we're going to go over here and that I'm going to talk about are things that I've not only done in my own cleaning company, but things that I've been teaching cleaners to do for, well, I've been doing hitman advertising right now for about 15 years. So just about all of those years I've been teaching cleaners to do. Hundreds, if not thousands, of cleaners have implemented these things. And very rarely does anybody come back to me and say, "Hey, John, that was a bad idea. That didn't work." Normally, it's the other way around. I've got letters here that I'm going to show you that clients of mine have gotten 1,000% returns on. These same exact tactics we're going to talk about tonight, I've implemented my own cleaning business, and some months, some years, I think 2 years. February was our busiest month of the year because we hit this stuff so hard. Now, granted, I will tell you that my cleaning company was in Florida, so we didn't have 2 feet of snow on the ground. However, most of you, even though it might be cold, because we were in North Florida, so it got cold. The biggest thing and the problems that we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes are lead to people not calling you a whole lot for cleaning. So we're going to dive right into that right now, and again, talk a little bit about kind of the how and the why and what you're doing with all of this. And I'm going to show you some examples here in just a little bit. So, understand that what happens to most cleaning companies after the holidays is they've already had all of their client base come in. And can you guys see my screen? I'm just going to double check because some weird things sometimes. I don't think you can. You should be able to see my screen now, I hope. Can you see my screen where it says opening why this matters right now? Can you guys see that? Let's see. You should be able to see it. Perfect. All right. Thank you, Paul. All right. Thank you, Jonathan. So, people are getting their credit card bills January 1st, and they've already gotten their house cleaned for their guests coming over. So a lot of them are feeling like, one, we've already done the cleaning. Two, they're feeling like we don't have the extra money because all the credit card bills are coming in. Three, it's cold outside. That trifecta usually leads to almost every cleaning company, except for I think Arizona might be the only one because there it's like the cooler month, and it's not really an issue for them to think about cleaning. In fact, that's when they want to get it cleaned. They don't want to get it cleaned during the summer, right? But from what I've seen from my clients, short of Arizona or very, very super hot desert areas, you're going to have problems getting cleaning jobs in winter. So winter feels slow, but it does not have to. And the biggest thing is there's a huge opportunity cost that a lot of you are some often year in, year out losing because you're just figuring out that you're just waiting until January to figure it out. Now is the time to figure this out. Actually, even weeks ago was the time to figure this out, but now is better than January 1st. Once you start to figure out that things are slow, you've already got momentum down. It's going to take some momentum to get all of this off the ground. So that's why you want to start building that momentum now. More than likely, a lot of you are starting to just slow down already for even holiday cleaning. That's why I wanted to have this meeting now, talk to you guys about this now and make sure that you're getting this stuff going on. So understand that winter doesn't have to kill your cleaning business or slow your cleaning business down. And it's not really what does it. It's not really winter. Sure, those three things I talked about, people getting credit card bills, already getting cleaning done, and I can't re remember what the third one was, but those things lead to slower business, but it doesn't have to kill your cleaning business. What kills your cleaning business is not having a clear strategy, not having a thing in place, more than one thing to be able to stay busy. I've got a good friend and client who basically dubbed winter, January, February, as the opportunity season. And the reason behind that is a lot of your competition doesn't do much in winter. They don't do the things we're going to talk about tonight. And they basically just take what they can get. Don't let that be you. Do not let that be you. So let's get right into it. So understand buyer behavior and a little bit more about what's going on in your client's mind. Their behavior does change in the winter. It's cold outside. There's ways to counteract that we're going to go over in just a bit. Urgency is a bit different, even right now, right? There still might be some urgency for people needing to get cleaning done, but urgency is a bit different than it is in the spring and the fall and in the summer for the cleaning industry. Let's be honest, January and February are different. Ads are less predictable this time of year, especially January and February. Why? Because I definitely ran ads in January and February and done really well with them, but they're usually a specific type of ad, right? And they're not normally, and when I'm sure we're going to talk about some discounts here and some offers, but my idea is never to just give away the farm, never to lose money, and it's really never to just give a percentage off of your cleaning and to just blanket lose a certain percentage of your cleaning job. But you do need to do some certain things to inspire people. So I'm going to show you some examples of that. The thing is familiarity and trust is super important, right? Coming in January than visibility is. So just putting, in other words, just putting an ad out there in the Valpak, Google Ads, Facebook ads, whatever. That still can work, but it doesn't work nearly as good as if your client or your prospect is already familiar with you. Take that with a huge, huge thought of something to do with that, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes to kind of tie all of that in. So, winter jobs, when you're marketing in winter, this is where they usually come from. Okay, past clients are going to be huge this time of year. I highly relied on one of the reasons why we were busy in February is because we almost entirely we did some other advertising too, but we highly relied on our past clients and marketing and sending messages to them. We highly relied on warm leads and leads that weren't closed yet. So we would go back to the people that we gave estimates to in October and November, and we would come back and we would sometimes even give them offer discounts if they got it done before the end of February. Those people are still important for you right now. Don't forget about them. In fact, one of the things that I recommend is having a list of those people and calling them as soon as January comes around, commercial and residential. Commercial opportunities can be huge in January and February because if you've done any amount of commercial marketing and commercial cleaning, you know this. Commercial establishments usually have their budget renewed. So now they have money freed up to be able to get special offers. And if you come in talking about a special deal that they can only get in January and February, you're going to get more commercial jobs that way. And I'll show you some ways to even reach out to commercial people in just a minute. So also to understand that there's people that still need cleaning done because just life happens, right? They have pets that peed and pooped on the carpet. They're moving. Their lease is up. All sorts of these normal things that normally go on are happening. Now, the one thing we don't normally have, except for we do have the event of in the beginning of January of we just took the Christmas tree down, and so we should just get it cleaned underneath at this point. Another great reason to market to your past clients specifically for that. And there are occasions where I still recommend advertising. Now let's talk about advertising here before we move on. I don't think I made a note of this in the PowerPoint, but advertising should still be done as long as it was something that was pretty tried and true before January hit. In other words, if you've never done a Google ad campaign or a Facebook ad campaign, January is probably not the time to start testing that, unless you just have a money set aside dedicated for that. Then obviously that's a good time. But for the most part, you want to keep doing what you know is working and maybe even spend a little bit more money on that. You don't always have to spend more, but it's not normally the time that I recommend just taking stabs out there recreationally at different advertising that you don't know works yet, right? All advertising can work, but sometimes it's about how you tweak it and what you do with the advertising. So kind of stick with what you've already kind of got going on. Hopefully you've got some media working. I always recommend that you have at least three advertising sources coming in. Use those three sources. So understand that, winter, the winter season favors businesses that already have relationships with people. And not just people, but other businesses. And we're going to talk in a minute about realtors, flooring retailers. Paul, I just saw him. I noticed that he's on here, but he's doing great marketing to realtors right now. He's getting his business really up and going. And he's been speaking at real estate events and real estate. I think it was realtors, if I remember. No, maybe it was the Chamber of Commerce. And I told you to go to speak to realtors. But you're already getting your foot in the door and you're already creating those relationships. So January, February is a good time to continue those relationships and even start to build new relationships. But understand that relationships are super important this time of year. Realtors, interior designers, if you do water damage restoration, plumbers, and plumbers can be a great source for broken pipes this time of year, right? So if you do water damage restoration, take some of the stuff we're about to talk about and apply that to plumbers coming up here. That can be a good source for you, and even realtors and property managers, because they're the ones that have broken pipes as well. So let's talk a little bit about mistakes. I always like to let you guys know the biggest mistakes that you need to avoid whenever I'm thinking about learning anything new or even really getting into anything. I like to know what I need to avoid doing. So a few things here. First and foremost, it's really doing nothing. I don't know how else to word it, but if unless, now there are two schools of thoughts here, right? You definitely, I know owner operators that have made enough money and they don't need to work in January and February and they don't want to fight this battle. And if that's you, I applaud you. I understand. I get it. If I was an owner operator, I might do the same thing. But some of you that are owner operator still need money coming in. So, and obviously, if you're here on this meeting, that's probably not you. Right, but you might, it's totally feasible at some point where you just take a huge month-long vacation in January or February, right? But if you have employees, you can't do that, right? You still need to do some things to keep them busy, or else you're going to be really losing a lot of money and putting that money out. Two, maybe you, even if you're a solo operator, you need to do some things to stay busy. I rem never forget, I think it was my first winter, like full-time in the business. I'm at a chemical store, a supplier, and I meet one of the other kind of big-ish company owners, and we're talking, and I think it's January right then, or it's just about to be January, close to January, and he's trying to give me good advice because I'm a young guy, and he's been in the game for a while, and he goes, "Well, here's the deal, man. In January and February, you can't even give away carpet cleaning around here." And he was being serious about this. And that very first year, I just kind of went, "Oh my gosh." I tucked my tail between my legs. I really didn't do anything. I did nothing. After the next year, I learned a lot about marketing and I learned some tactics that might work. Some of them are even sort of the things I'm about to show you in just a bit. But I actually started really applying. And I can't remember if that was one of the years that was months the next year that was one of my busiest months. But it was definitely within the next few years or a couple of years that I had my busiest month in February because I didn't listen to the guy, right? I did it first. And then I didn't do anything and just said, "Well, I'll just take what I can get for January and February." And we were super slow. But then I decided to actually do something about it for some of the things that we're going to talk about here. So the other mistake is starting too late. I see this every year. A coaching member, client will contact me and say, "John, it's so slow, and it's the middle of January, and they basically waited to do anything new, fresh, or contacting their clients." And at this point, I wouldn't say it's too late, but you've got some momentum lost because you're still even by the time you realize you need to do something, it's going to be a good week, if not two, before you really start to build that momentum back up with some of the stuff that we're going to talk about. Hopefully that's not going to be you. You're here and you want to learn this stuff, so that's good. The other thing that's a really bad idea is panic discounting because you didn't think about it, you didn't plan it. And now you're going, "Oh my gosh, we're so slow." And you got one guy that's calling. You could tell he's kind of teetering. It's not a repeat client. It's not a referral. You don't want to lose them. So normally you charge $300 for this job. So you tell him 200 or 150, right? Now you're losing so much of your profit. You might as well just go get a job at McDonald's, right? And sometimes it is literally that bad. Hopefully not, but sometimes it could be. So panic discounting is terrible. Don't do that either. Plan all of this. Plan what you're going to do for your offer. We're going to get into that. Waiting for leads instead of creating activity. Basically, don't sit around. You need to be out doing the stuff we're going to talk about here. And treating winter marketing like spring marketing or any other marketing, it's not the same, right? It's a bit different. You should have quite a bit better offer. What we're going to talk about and what I recommend is that you have your best special offer of the entire year in January and February. If that's your slowest months of the year. And for most of you, it is. So, yes, I recommend that if it is, I highly recommend that you sit down and you write out some offer ideas and use those offers for January and February. And the other mistake is just overcomplicating all of this and overcomplicating how you reach out to clients. Maybe you haven't done any real marketing in a while because you don't really need to any other time except for when you're slow. Don't overcomplicate it. Just follow some of the advice I'm going to give you and we're going to talk about. So, here's what smart winter marketing looks like. Let's go ahead and jump in and look at a few examples. I've got some things I'm going to pull up here in my coaching club. So, really, the trifecta is going to be first and foremost marketing to your past clients. And I recommend that you do that with text message marketing. I recommend that you do that with postcards. And I recommend that you consider a sales letter. And I recommend that you do that with email as well. So, one good idea, I recommend that you start like a very informal text and that you always address the first part of it with hi, it's your name or whoever the spokesperson is with your company name. They want to know very clearly who it is. And then say something to them that's very non-salesy, non-confrontational, just a well wish more than anything else. Great idea would be to just wish them Happy New Year. A great idea would be if you do water damage, just warn them about the dangers of pipes breaking if it's about to be cold. But basically, be on the, and if you did send them a mailer, which I highly recommend, like I just mentioned, highly recommend that you send some sort of a postcard or letter in the mail to them. The text is the perfect way to tie those two things in to remind them that, hey, I just sent you a mailer, be on the lookout for that. In this case, if it was one of the really great offers, we would say, my wife said, I sometimes would say that in some of my messages. My wife said it was crazy, but I'm trying to do whatever I can to keep our schedule booked until we get busy again in the spring. If you have any questions, and some of the times what happens when you have messages like this, I'm just trying to get busy again. I'm trying to keep our technicians busy. If you have technicians, that type of message. The people that love you, which hopefully most of your clients do on some level, they feel for you and they want to help you. That combined with the other, so you're appealing to their human need of helping others, but then you're also turning around and appealing to the human need of greed by saying we've got great special offers right now, better than any other time of the year. My wife said it was crazy, but about the offer that you actually sent out. Some of the times we maybe take little stabs at telling them that we've got some special offers. In fact, in this example, be on the lookout for a special offer I just sent in the mail. And if it is the best special offer you have of the whole year, you might want to say it's the best special offer we're going to give you all year long. Check it out. If you have questions, send me a text. I always like to say that. That way I get a text back or a call. I always want to put the phone number in there. Sometimes a website, sometimes not. Sometimes it's important maybe to do it so that they know for sure who you are. That way they know that you're not just spamming them and another cleaning company that's trying to get their business, that type of thing. But just letting them know that they should have something in the mail coming to them. Happy New Year. Just a well wish and a reminder that you've mailed them something, or a reminder that you've got a great special offer. If they're interested, let me know. Avoid, especially if it's the first text or two, avoid pitches. Avoid coming in and just saying, hey, it's 5 rooms for $99, whatever the case may be like that. Not usually the best way to actually put out a message. But let them know that you do have a special offer. That's totally fine. Maybe put your website link, maybe not. But those have always been really good best practices, especially to warm up your list instead of jumping in with a big pitch and that type of thing. So you definitely want to do that. Along with that, some sort of a postcard. Now, here's the deal. When I mentioned an offer, we talked about an offer. Letting them know that, Happy New Year, starting the year with a fresh, clean home. Everybody, kind of really wants that, right? On some level. I always have been a big proponent. Some of the times there's a couple of offers that we've got here that I might give you a quick glance at that are dollar amount off, like a $50 gift credit toward their next cleaning. That's always been a pretty big one. But one of the ones that I always loved, and it was because it was designed to sell more different services other than the primary service, which ours was carpet cleaning, would be to give them free gifts. And there were always things that we could do in 10 or 15 minutes when we're already there, right? They had to get a minimum job done. And they were designed to sell all of our other services, right? So car mat cleaning would lead to cleaning an automobile, right? Actually cleaning all of the upholstery, the rugs, everything in the automobile. Free edge cleaning would usually lead to more edge cleaning, around the home. Free tile cleaning, a small amount, you're there cleaning carpet. It's so easy to clean 50 square feet of tile. It would lead to more tile cleaning and or tile and grout sealing or recoloring. Free area rug cleaning. And again, with this, it was a small value. This was not wool. This was not odor problem. This was not fringe cleaning. This is just a really quick 10-minute rug cleaning. That would lead to more rug cleaning. And we would even explain the different process that we would do inside of the home if it was synthetic versus what we would do inside of our shop, because we did have a shop. If you don't, you fill in the blanks and do what you need to do on that. But it led to more area rug cleaning, right? That's the important thing. And again, letting them know this is the best special offer we've got all year long. The reason why is winter is slow, and we kind of need to do some things to drum up work. Now, the other thing that we would do on the other side is we would come in and let them know that they not only get the gifts, two gifts on the other side, but they also get 50% off. Some years we would do a little less than 50% off, but I always love to do this because it led to things that were super highly profitable. And automobile cleaning, not always so much, but our automobile bill cleaning price was super high. So we still made money off of doing it for 50% off. Frankly, we didn't want to do it any other time. My technicians didn't want to do it any other time in Florida than January and February. So the 50% off was about a reasonable price, right? That they might pay at the auto detail shop, right? But now they're getting it done by a professional cleaning company at their home. Way better, right? And leather, super profitable, fabric protection. Some of the times we would, 50% off of grout sealing, and grout coloring if you care to go that route. But they were designed to give them more special offers and more cross selling for all the other stuff, because we're going to come out and clean the carpet, and now we're going to give them 50% not off of carpet cleaning, not off of carpet protector, but off of area rug protector and sofa and upholstery protector. They're going to get the upholstery cleaned, right? They're not going to get this 50% off any other time of the year. So we'd have all of these created. And again, I highly recommend that you create offers like that in your cleaning company. And again, we've got other, various examples of these offers here. We've got offer, various example offers of these here. These are just all different various postcard templates we've got in my ad coaching club. I think that might be the same type of an offer. And then, like this one, well, this is before Christmas, free cinnamon deodorizer. We've got another one like that. I'm not sure where it is right offhand, but it's like a gift credit. This one's a $25 off of only tile and vinyl and upholstery cleaning, not carpet cleaning. So those are the type of offers that were kind of neat too. This is a free rug cleaning offer that we did that was really good. And we've got a gift credit offer. We would usually send this out either right before Christmas or sometimes we'd even send it out the week between Christmas and New Year. And it'd be $25 or sometimes $50 gift credit toward any cleaning that they get in January or February. All of these things absolutely expired February 28th. We would get people calling and wanting them the day in March or to book a job in March. And we would just say no because we're going to be busier then. We gave a clear reason why. That's kind of an important concept in advertising. People believe you more when you give them a reason why you're giving them that offer and giving them that special. So definitely send them a postcard. Now, the other thing you might want to do is send them a sales letter. I'm going to show you a commercial sales letter here in just a minute, but this is a sales letter specifically for hardwood floor. I think on this particular one, we let them know that's the biggest savings for tile, marble, hardwood. And again, big jobs is what we're after. This letter, some of the times we'd have this font, sometimes we sent it in typewriter font. I'm not sure which one really did better, but basically the deal was they're going to get the best special offer of hardwood cleaning of the entire year. They have to have it done by the end of February. And then we also, I think, gave them a free rug cleaning. Yeah, one free rug cleaned, if I remember right on that one. Now, this is the original Times Are Tough letter that we actually did specifically for winter. And again, sometimes we put it in a handwriting font, sometimes we put it in like a typewriter type font, but it would give you the same type of a choose two free gifts. Can't stress enough that that's one of the best offers that we did because it put them in the driver's seat, let them see what other services we did. And so now we're cleaning more stuff, right? We're cross-selling all of our other stuff. And then as well, even turning around, giving them the double whammy offer of, and they also get, wait, there's more, right? They also get 50% off of those other services. So this letter was one of the best letters that I did. We had one coaching club member, well, several coaching club members do really well, but one particular member emailed me and called me and let me know that he got like a 1200% return. Now, granted, he didn't mail his entire list. He mailed to specific better clients that usually gave him bigger jobs anyway. But for the letters that he sent out, he did really, really, really well on that advertisement. Now, we've also got some, particularly if you mostly do area rug cleaning, that type of thing too, as well, inside of the coaching club. So letters are good. The little bit of the drawback that I don't like with letters is you got to fold them, you got to put them in an envelope, and then you never see the advertisement until they actually open it up. That's kind of why I don't like newsletters. But letters do have a mystique because they're totally inside of an envelope. They don't know really who it is yet and what it is. I don't recommend that you plaster your company name in the front of the envelope. Just put your name and your return address. So they're interested in like, who is this sending me this letter? Maybe they remember you, but why would you be sending them a personal letter? You don't get that many letters anymore. It's meaningful. It means something when you get a letter, at this point. So as well, commercial. Now for commercial, I highly recommend a letter above anything else. We've got several here. One just general $50 gift card that we would actually give them, sometimes be a $100 gift card. I think, let's see, one with a little sticky brain that interesting little trinkets that we would put inside of the envelope, not just a letter, but attention getting things. I've actually sent letters inside of prescription bottles, right? That actually caught a lot of attention. How in the world are you gonna? And that was the envelope, basically. It was the envelope, the prescription bottle. You can send it just like that with the right amount of stamps. How are you gonna ignore that, coming through the mail? I wanted to show you this example here. Yeah, like a golden ticket letter. This is one that we've done for commercial quite a bit. Probably the one that I normally recommend that you lead with. Basically, it's a golden ticket letter or a postcard. And the postcard is sometimes sent later, but this actual card is inside of this letter that you actually send them. And let's see, I think this is the. Where's the actual letter? That's the golden ticket. Okay. So I'm looking at the letter right here. Yeah. So this is the letter. Just to take a quick glance at it. Why are we not opening here? Letter. Okay, here we go. It's basically a golden ticket. Usually I send it in a golden envelope. Here's your chance for a golden ticket to get always clean carpet and floors, letting them know all the benefits of your company, of course, testimonials, and then a really good offer. And again, not just 10% off. Usually it's not a dollar amount off. Sometimes it's a dollar amount off. Next to never did I ever do a percentage off. Dollar amount offs are so much more believable and just more realistic in their mind and in the prospect's mind. So sometimes it'd be 50, sometimes it'd be 100 if it was a bigger place. But basically just letting them know that we're giving them a special offer. And there's a whole little system beyond that. You don't just send it to everybody. You find out who the person is in charge of hiring a cleaning company. You send that person the letter. You follow up. You don't send them a letter. You send them a letter, maybe a second letter, maybe a postcard, and then you call them and contact them. We've gotten, and some of my coaching club clients have gotten, $1,000, $2,000 a month gigs off of doing that exact process with that golden, but probably with a golden ticket letter, but some of the other offers as well. So texting, so past clients, you're texting, you're emailing, you're turning around and sending them a postcard, and then you're getting them to come in. Secondarily, you're marketing to commercial, and you're hitting them really hard. If I were you, I would even, if you've got the time, even now, start hitting, because there's a few that, depending on the type of business that they are, thinking about cleaning between Christmas and New Year because the office is closed. Doctor's offices, lawyers' offices, private schools, sometimes even public schools. People like that need cleaning, and a lot of the times they want to get it done. And granted, they might already have somebody picked out, but they might not. So if that's a thing to think about for right now. That would be a thing to market to right now. And again, those same letters we just looked at, you can use them as emails. You can use them as letters. I'd recommend that you do both, ideally. Sometimes it's really hard to get the actual real email from a commercial prospect. There are ways to do it. If you're interested in that too, those are things we can help you out with and help you derive some mailing lists for and that type of thing. And by the way, all of this stuff is inside of my coaching club. The letters, all of the templates that I just showed you as well. We do free graphic design by you filling out this form, and we customize any of those postcards, brochures, anything that we have with your logo and contact information once per month at no charge inside of the coaching club. So at this point, again, you're doing commercial, you're doing past client marketing. Any existing advertising that you're doing that worked, keep doing it. The other thing that I'd highly recommend that you start doing is talking to realtors and other commercial prospects as well, but realtors, property managers. Realtors can be a great referral source. They're a different bunch. You got to know how to talk to them properly. But what I recommend that you do, let's see, where's the okay, here you go, referral marketing plan. What I recommend that you do is visit them, drop them off goodie bags with treats, with brochures, your latest company postcards, some of the postcards that I just sent you. Some of the times, guys, that sets you so much apart because your competitors don't do that, right? Your latest brochure, company postcard, gift cards. These are all things we have templates for that we help our coaching clients with. We print these gift cards. I just printed some for a client, I think 1,000 of them for like $40, $50, I think. Some gift cards, brochures. We could print 1,000 of those for you for around 125, 130. I don't remember exactly, but postcards. Some of the postcards that we just looked at, we could print those for you for the smaller postcard, as little as 60, $70. Right? Super cheap to do, but yet it makes so much difference in how you are perceived when you walk into a real estate office, when you walk into a high-end client's home, right? When you give them this type of literature that you're educating them about. I mean, some of the times I can remember even walking in and giving that type of stuff, these same exact gift bags to flooring retailers and carpet retailers and high-end realtors, and then looking at some of the literature, just going, wow, John, if you're educating your clients like this, then I want to refer you, right? That's what you're looking for, right? You're looking to show yourself as being different, more professional than Joe Blow. Because right, Joe Blow probably came in, if he was lucky, he had a business card. And that's about it, right? You need to have more than that. But that's what I would be doing as well, marketing and setting. And some of the times what happens for like realtors, they're not necessarily selling a ton of houses in winter, but you're prepping for March, right? You're prepping and you're setting the groundwork for March and April. And sometimes they do even have jobs that need to be done right now. Right, I've walked into real estate offices and got jobs that day sometimes when I had never even met any of them before. Right, so start that. You got the time to do that. Go out there, you get that stuff done. Market to commercial, market to realtors, market to property managers. Property managers weren't always my cup of tea necessarily, but sometimes you can find good property managers. Market to lawyers, dentists, private schools. Those are some of the best that we ever marketed to. And the big thing is just having the templates all the way done that we already have in the coaching club is going to be one of the best ways to actually do this. So I did also want to show you, let me take some questions here first. Well, let me show you about this first, and then we'll kind of, I do have a, everybody that's inside of the coaching club is going to get access to this, but I'm putting together a brand new workshop. Basically, entirely on staying busy in winter. Not in the coaching club, you get all the templates I just showed you. If you're just part of the workshop, which you get access to the workshop in the coaching club, but inside of the workshop, you're going to get at least one actual template of a commercial letter that I just showed you. Maybe a little bit different tweaks, but the commercial letter, a client letter variation, and one of the better ones. I'm probably going to give you that same one that some of my clients have gotten 1,000% return on. And I'm also going to give you a postcard to use and text message examples. So all of the stuff so where you don't have to guess. But basically, it's in $47, super cheap. Again, if you're part of the coaching club, you get access to it for free. There's an entire walkthrough video. We're going to have two Zoom meetings specifically, mostly for Q&A, but also just for implementation and answering all your questions. I'll have an entire handout with winter text message marketing templates that you can copy and swipe. Also, here's the other big thing, guys. Best practices on how to do that. If you're not careful, I've actually known cleaners that basically got blackballed and lost the right in the text world to be able to text because they gave too big of a pitch and had too many unsubscribes. Don't let that be you. There are ways to do text message marketing that it can be huge. I did one text message for a client a month or so ago, and I think he might have spent $200 on the texts himself, maybe even a little less. And he booked, I never got a final number, but I know he booked like at least 50 jobs, right? Off of 100 and something, probably a little less than $200 worth of text messages. So the way we do them, we're sending texts for usually about a penny or two per completed text. Longer texts might be a little bit more, but it just kind of depends. But we give you that best practices. We also give you a letter, a winter service letter. Again, probably one of the variations, or maybe one of the ones that we just looked at. Also a postcard, probably one of the postcards we looked at. Maybe even one of these first ones, because this was always a really good postcard right here. Probably give you that exact template. And a commercial letter as well, and a 30-day actual plan. And along the way, again, we'll be having Zoom meetings to show you how to implement that. But I'm gonna go ahead and paste this into the chat area. You guys can check that out. Again, if you're part of the coaching club, you don't need to buy that. I mean, you can if you really want to, just yeah, but you don't need to. You will get access to that for free. If you are not part of the coaching club and you just want the winter info, you can get this, but you can also join the coaching club and then you'll also get free access to this as well. I'll go ahead and give you guys the link to the entire coaching club too, so we can check out the details on that. I know most of you in here are in the coaching club that I'm seeing, but a few of you may not be. So check those out. So from here, what questions do we have about any of this, and what blanks can we fill in for what you're wondering about here on how any of this works? So let's see here. I know, let's see. Mike had asked me, about he's new in business. So what do you do if you don't have a client list and you're new and you can't market your past clients? Well, that was one of the main things we talked about, but again, not the only thing we talked about. You can totally, one, if you have even five past clients, still go back to them and come to them and give them the same. You might not, I don't know if you only have five, I'd recommend necessarily printing up postcards and such, but maybe, because the other thing that you want to do with those postcards is give those to the realtors. There's just nothing like walking into a real estate office or a flooring retailer and giving them, a brochure on, if you're talking to them about hardwood on hardwood floor, right? Giving them a brochure in a gift bag with cookies, right? You're giving them a gift, giving them a latest postcard, a professional looking postcard, educating and or talking about the different services that you do, offering free gifts only in January and February. Sometimes the precedence is just set just by that literature, just by what's inside of that little gift bag, right? That gets your foot in the door. So you still might want to think about doing that. Maybe just printing up 100 of them or 250 or, I don't know, even maybe printing them up on your own printer. Usually it looks 1,000 times better to get them professionally printed, but that is actually an option. So that's what I would do. And again, for realtors, property managers, and then the separate whole different way that you market would be for commercial. And usually I would recommend sending them a letter, following the letter with a visit, ideally, if not a visit, at least a phone call, right? And then from there, rinse and repeat. That's really what all that's about. Sure. Got a question about in the big winter mistake section I mentioned about not overcomplicating outreach. So there's a principle with marketing that, let's be honest, I've been guilty of, probably every one of you have been guilty of. When you're looking at doing something new, getting scared still, meaning you don't do anything because you're scared because you don't know what to do. What you're doing is you're overcomplicating all of that in your own head. So, and I know part of that was I mentioned that you don't, that you do something, but then too, don't overcomplicate it. Anytime you overcomplicate it, you're still likely to maybe turn around and just not do it anymore. This can be as simple as going to Google and pulling up a list of dentists and sending them a letter, right? And that letter's not going to be perfect. Nothing is perfect in the world, guys. Just do it. That's really the whole overcomplication part, right? Get it done, even if it's not perfect, get it off the ground, right? Get that going on and make money, guys. It's possible, that you could just be busy just because you're there, right? In January and February, not probable. Possible, not probable. Don't leave your business up to just speculation and a maybe, right? Plan this stuff. So really that's, kind of what I mean there. All right, what other questions that we've got coming in here? Okay. So yeah, if you specifically do area rug cleaning, we do have in the coaching club, we do have specific letters just for area rug cleaning. We do have specific postcards just for upholstery cleaning. We have specifically for hardwood, specifically for tile, both postcards and brochures and email newsletters. I do recommend email newsletters wasn't really talked about much, but when I say text message marketing and postcards, email as well, kind of that trifecta. Send a postcard, send an email along the same line. We've got templates for all of that inside of the coaching club as well. Email, let's see, yeah, email newsletter templates right here that you can just copy and paste from all sorts of different topics, area rug cleaning, winter cleaning, New Year, you name it, right? Christmas cleaning, you got it. And really the whole deal with that is postcards. I recommend that you send your clients postcards in the mail every other month, ideally. If that scares you and you think that's too expensive, one, shame on you. Your clients are worth it, right? But I get it if you're trying to test it out every 3 months, right? The more you do any of that type of stuff, EDDM works the same way, client marketing works the same way. First time you mail them, they probably don't always remember you. But after two or three times, they realize that you keep after them for a reason, and you often in the message is put that they're a past client, right? You kind of make a mention of that. Postcards every 2 or 3 months, 2 months ideally. Email newsletters every other week. If you want to do it every week, that might be fine. More than every other week. If you do it every 3 or 4 weeks, that's not often enough. People forget you then too, right? Same thing with postcards. If you send a postcard every 6 months, they don't remember who you are, right? That's why you want to do it every 2, 3 months at the absolute most. And then a text message every 2 or 3 months. Again, same kind of thing. You want to do it often enough to where they don't forget you. Any other questions, guys? I'll give you guys just another minute. I think I posted the link there. Oh, Steve is asking, so if I join the coaching club, yes, if you join the coaching club, you get free access to this entire workshop that we're going to be starting coming up here in the next week or two. Yes. The live Zoom probably won't be until the beginning of January, but we may have one the week between Christmas and New Year, kind of depending on what I've got going on. But we'll have at least two, just so that you know, maybe even three. But yes, if you sign up for the coaching club, you will get full access to that toolkit, the winter marketing toolkit, and much, much more. There's a lot of winter marketing resources inside of the coaching club. All right, guys, any other questions? Okay, good, good. All right, well, if you guys have any other questions later, shoot me a message on Facebook or send me an email and let me know. Love to help you. God bless. Have a great night. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.